Passage 2. The most important message that humans deliver to one another often comes in just three words. Think of, I love you, or there's no charge. One of the phrases that I found most useful is this, I'll be there, I'll be there. And if you ever have to call a plumber over a weekend, you know how good these words can feel. If you heard them after having a car trouble on the road and used a last coin to call a friend, you know the feeling too. Grandma, I'm graduating in June. I'll be there. Fanny, I'm stuck in the office and can't get to the airport to meet my sister. I'll be there. Mom, the baby cries all night, and if I don't get some sleep, I will perish. I'll be there. One person who really knows how to be there is Elizabeth, the Queen Mother of England. During the air attack on London in 1940, she was asked whether the little princesses, Elizabeth and Margaret Rose, would leave London for their safety. The Queen replied, "The children would not leave unless I do. I shall not leave unless their father does." The Queen would not leave the country at any circumstances whatever. I'll be there. Another three-word phrase is one of the hardest to learn to say. It's, maybe you're right. If more people would say, maybe you're right, the marriage conciliators would go out of business. I know from experience it can have a charming effect in an argument.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What does the speaker say about the three-word phrases? Question 15. How do people feel when they hear, "I'll be there"? Question 16. What effect can "maybe you're right" produce?